अदरक ने, अदरक ने, अदरक ने।
The Holy Messenger's prophecy of Al-Mahdi, a righteous leader of Islam from the offspring of Sayyida Fatima, who will rise up at the end of times and will fill the world with justice and equity, as it was before him filled with injustice and oppression, is a prophecy that is well known amongst the Muslims. And many ahadith in regards to him have been recorded and passed on generation after generation. This is not just in the Shia books, but also in the books of the Ahl Sunnah. Let us explore some of the major books of the Ahl Sunnah about Al-Mahdi. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, there is a chapter that he has entitled Babu Ma Ja'a Fil Mahdi, what has been narrated about Al-Mahdi. In it there are three narrations, two from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and a third from Abu Hurairah. The summary of these narrations is that a man from the household of the Prophet will come and will rule at the end of time. His name will be the Prophet's name. In the next chapter he has a further hadith from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, in which the Mahdi is prophesied. In Sunan Abi Dawood, there is a chapter called Kitabul Mahdi, in which he records a number of ahadith, firstly about the 12 Imams, and then narrations about Al-Mahdi in particular. These are narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Salama, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. If we look at all these hadith, we understand that a man will rise towards the end of time. He will be born from the offspring of Sayyida Fatima. His name will be the same name as the Prophet's. He will be known as the Mahdi, Al-Mahdi min Itrati. He will be sent by Allah. That is, he will not be elected by people, but he will be chosen by Allah. And he will fill the earth with justice and equity after it being filled with injustice and oppression. In Sahih Muslim and Sahih Al-Bukhari, it is narrated from Abu Hurairah that the Prophet said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا نَزَلَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ فِيكُمْ وَإِمَامُكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. How will your state be when Isa ibn Maryam descends and your Imam is from you? To clarify who this Imam is, in another hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, as narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah, that this is the Amir who will lead Isa in prayer. There are further narrations from at least 30 Sahaba found in Sunan ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Sahih ibn Hibban, Al-Mustadrak of Al-Hakim al-Nishapuri, Al-Mu'jam of Al-Tabarani, Kitab al-Fitan of Nu'aym ibn Hammad, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, Tariq al-Bukhari, Musnad al-Bazzar, Musnad Abi Ya'la al-Musali, Ibn Asakir in his Tariq al-Tabari, in Tahdhib al-Athar, Sunan al-Dani, Musnad al-Daylami, al-Bayhaqi in Dala'il al-Nubuwa, Tabaqatu ibn Sa'ad, Musannaf Abdul Razzaq, Ibn Khuzayma, Abu Nu'aym in al-Hilya, etc. The first clear case of any scholar amongst the Muslims rejecting the whole concept of the promised Mahdi was Ibn Khaldun, who lived in the 8th to the 9th century, in his book Al-Muqaddimah. He made his case in the chapter of the book in which he wished to refute the theology of the Fatimids. As the Fatimids were founded upon the belief that the founder of the dynasty was the Mahdi. But any discerning student of Islamic sciences will see the fallacy of his arguments, and the fact that he is not an expert in such a discussion is abundantly clear. In essence, his methodology of critiquing the ahadith on the Mahdi would necessitate the abandoning of almost all ahadith. Although on the other hand, he does admit that despite his unique methodology, there are some ahadith which he does regard as sahih. One of the points that keeps being mentioned about these ahadith in Sunni books is that there is no mention of the Mahdi in Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari. They simply speak of an imam or an amir of the Muslims at the time of the descent and second coming of Jesus. A simple response to this is that neither Muslim ibn Hajjaj nor Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari claimed to encompass all authenticated narrations. Indeed, al-Bukhari himself said that he had 100,000 Sahih hadiths, yet we see only a fraction of that amount in Sahih al-Bukhari. Therefore, whenever the Ahl Sunnah argue with regard to any theological or jurisprudential issue and defend their view by pointing out that it is not mentioned in the Sahihain, therefore, it must be false. This is not a valid argument at all. After Ibn Khaldun wrote his nonsense about the Mahdi, Sunni scholars from all backgrounds then wrote their books strongly attacking him, his politics, his lack of knowledge in the relevant sciences, and they resoundingly refuted his arguments. Therefore, one only needs to refer to the scholars throughout the ages on the issue of eschatology and end of times, and realize how they all believed in the advent of the Mahdi with the descent of the Prophet Isa and the emergence of Dajjal. Not only did they believe in it, some of them regarded the issue to be a matter of certainty due to the number of ahadith of the Prophet indicating these truths, saying that it is either mustafida or mutawatira, such as As-Sakhawi, As-Safarini, Al-Abiri, Ibn Taymiyyah, As-Suyuti, As-Shawkani, etc. And then add to this the many more narrations recorded in the books of ahadith compiled by our illustrious Shia scholars with further details and specifics, the whole concept of the Mahdi then becomes an issue that cannot be denied. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.